In the mid-1970s, Burroughs, through his agent, Peter Matson, and lawyer, Eugene Winnick, finally took action against Ace Books for breach of contract, presented an overwhelming case, and secured reversion of the rights. This paved the way for the new Penguin edition of 1977, and for the many changes, corrections, and restorations of material carried out by James Grauerholz and authorized by Burroughs. The differences between this Junkie and the first edition of Junkie are extensive, but can be given briefly. The title was changed, and the subtitle dropped. The dedication was cut to ALM, a cryptic reference to Adalbert Lewis Marker, the real-life original of Allerton, Lee's object of desire and queer. Carl Solomon's publisher's note was replaced with a new introduction by Allen Ginsberg. Ace's chapters were replaced by a continuous text, divided only by spacing. Paragraphing was reorganized. The Baudelaireizations were undone, and a dozen or so original names restored. The editor's notes were deleted. The glossary was relocated to after the narrative. A number of errors were corrected. A number of new errors were introduced, some due to mistakes in the 1973 Ace reprint, the one used as the basis for the Penguin edition. And finally, various unused parts of Burroughs' original manuscripts were inserted, including the long Rio Grande Valley section. All in all, some 250 deletions, corrections, and additions were made. And in the narrative itself, the net result was that Junkie gained 3,850 words, lost just under 100, and in other, more subtle ways, it both looked and read like a different novel. Junkie, 1977, was completely unexpurgated, but not complete, in the sense of restoring a single authoritative manuscript, since, properly speaking, no such object ever existed. The use of manuscripts is always a matter of delicate decisions. You can draw up principles, but have to apply them flexibly, and of chance factors. Unlike a jigsaw puzzle, you can never say there aren't more small pieces still to discover, as well as of interpretation. Finding more evidence doesn't always resolve ambiguities. Apart from making just over 100 small corrections or changes, this present edition adds to Junkie approximately the same amount of new material, around 4,000 words, as the 1977 Penguin Junkie added to the Ace Junkie. But the way it does so is, and had to be, quite different.